The Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, has been strongly criticised in the Dáil after saying it's expected that slightly less than a million doses of COVID-19 vaccines will arrive in the month of April. The Minister was responding to Sinn Féin's health spokesperson, David Cullinan, who said that the Minister was reported to have told a meeting of the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting last night that the figure for April was 860,000 doses.
With regard to forecasts, obviously it's a question, it's a debate we all have, or a discussion we all have here every week. So for April, May and June, according to expected deliveries, we are expecting in excess of an average of a million to arrive in a month, ramping up from April due to June. As we've said before, I am reluctant to give specific forecast figures that we all know are going to change, because when they change, as we know they do, and they change quite regularly, they do cause, I think...
My question was for the month of April, Minister. It's the third time I've asked it. So for the month of April, what's the anticipated delivery?
Yeah, thanks, Deputy. It's the same answer, which is giving very specific amounts that we know are going to change has caused a lot of anxiety. It is approximately a million doses that we are expecting in April. The expected... supply is slightly less than a million doses to be received in April.
Well, this answer prompted an angry response from the Labour Party leader, Alan Kelly, who said it was unacceptable to suggest that the most up-to-date figures should not be provided to the House. During Dáil questions this lunchtime, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said regarding the number of vaccines supplied due, he said they expected to get about a million a month in April, May and June, less than a million in April, but more than a million in May and June. Let's talk now to the Labour leader, Alan Kelly, who's on the line. A very good afternoon to you, Deputy Kelly. Thanks for talking to us. You say that the Minister should be in a position, even though we all know that there's a lot of uncertainty around these deliveries, but you say he should be in a position to give these figures to the Dáil.
3 weeks in a row I've asked the same questions. He knows I'm going to ask them. Last week I asked the same questions as regards the last week in March, the first week in April, and I'm not going to hang him out on the figures. I know they can change, but I believe transparency is his friend here, because then the public can come with him, because he's not in control fully of supply. We know that. But the fact is, last week I asked the question, he said on the record he'd be delighted, quote, to give me a note on it. I wrote to him afterwards, reminded him. I even contacted his office yesterday to remind him. And he didn't do it. He never replies. He's never replied to any request for information that he can't provide on the floor at all. And the real issue here is, why doesn't he actually provide the figures? It would actually help him, help us all. And in fairness, the actual Taoiseach and Taoiseach there are being more transparent in relation to the actual volume of vaccines coming in. But the Minister for Health really needs to start doing his job and actually providing figures to the House when he's asked that. He's accountable to Dáil Éireann.
Well, the figure he gave was an average of a million per month, ramping up through the months of April, May and June, and that will be a significant number and will make a significant difference, surely, unarguably, to the vaccination programme.
Absolutely. No one's questioning any of that. I just wanted to know from the three suppliers now and the four suppliers in a couple of weeks, what is the expected delivery from each one? It's pretty simple enough question. What is the current projected delivery? And he refused to answer it. He's refused to answer it every time we've gone in. So what's the point in asking him if he's not going to tell us the figures? The figures, he must have them. And I know potentially for longer, if I was asking for further months, they could change. But surely it must be fairly nailed down what's going to happen in the next week or two. And he doesn't provide the figures. And I have no understanding why. It's really a question of competence now. I have no understanding why he won't provide such figures.
Are the opposition parties, Alan Kelly, getting any briefings from the government on all of this? There were briefings in the early stages of the pandemic. Have they entirely ceased at this stage? Because the Taoiseach, again, in the Dáil, just a little while ago, was suggesting that opposition parties should be kept abreast.
There hasn't been any briefings in months, Brian. There has been no briefing to me, or indeed as a party leader, as a health spokesperson, in months. We have to chase information, ask for information all the time. It's quite tedious. We keep getting asked. We're part of the network of politics where we're actually trying to do our best to inform people as well. But when you're not being actually given fairly direct answers to questions on the floor at all. And they're not giving you briefings once at least a fortnight or something like that. You know, you can't really inform the public because the government isn't giving you the information. And that simply has to change. It was there in the past. It worked moderately well. And I wanted to come back again because, simply put, we just don't have the information or the data that we can supply to other people. And we're all channels to try and stop disinformation getting out there.
And just on one or two other matters in relation to all of this, the decision this week to move in terms of prioritising the vaccination rollout to an age-based system rather than the previous criteria, which were weighted to some extent towards occupation. Does Labour support that move?
We believe that this is an absolute systems failure, and you know the government should be honest with the people here. The reason that this change happened, NIAC first recommended the 15 cohorts. It's now changed. There has been no change in the Irish demographics. There's been no change necessarily in the science. So what has happened in the interim? There has been a systems failure. The time was not used by this government to be able to identify the cohorts, and from what they learned from not being able to identify cohort 4, they knew they weren't able to go down the line. So now they've changed tact. That is honestly what has happened, and I'd prefer if the government were honest with the people and said that. They can't identify the people. That's why they've gone to an age-based system to make it easier. You know, that's really letting down teachers, SNAs, Gardaí, carers and many more.
All right. We'll be returning to that issue in just a moment. But for the moment, Alan Kelly of Labour, thank you very much.